much immediately mentioned the Eagles as a Super Bowl contending type team. I guess what's your reaction to that, and also knowing that those kind of expectations and talk are kind of out there at this point right now?
Well, I already knew those expectations were here. I mean, the second I stepped foot in Philadelphia, you could hear it. You can see it in the fans, the passion, what they say, and what they want. That's what everybody's goal is when they play this game, is to win a championship. But I think the most important thing is not to think about it, to go out there, to take care of your business each and every day. And then after the season's over, you can see where you're at. I've never been a big guy of, the reason we play is to win. And that's what every team's thinking. That's what every team's doing. Only one team can win the championship. It's very hard to do. So the most important thing is that we don't stress on that. We worry about today, do everything we can. And then we'll see where we're at the end of the year. And, that's the mindset we have to have.
Nick, if you extrapolated your sacks last year over 16 games, it would have been third in the league. Have you been trying to get rid of the ball quicker, or is taking a sack, is that part of the reason why you only had three interceptions?
You obviously don't want to take sacks. I think this year I really want to try to not take as many sacks, get the ball out faster if it's just dumping it down to the back earlier. I think that's most important. That's something that I'll continue to work on these next few weeks into the preseason and really try to work on that. Our defense is doing a good job of we're really competing each and every day, so I'm getting great looks in each and every day to do it. So, that's something that I really want to work on.
Did you watch any of the film of those plays from last year to kind of evaluate why they happened?
You always want to watch that. That's something that we did during OTAs. Right now we're just moving, focused on each and every practice because there's a lot of film we have today. We go over that, we coach from that, and then we'll get into, like I said, we've gone through that. And definitely there's times where I could have got the ball out, I held it a little long. And there is sometimes where nobody's open. You just gotta eat it, because if you throw it out there, bad play can happen. Guy can pick it and take it the other way. So if sacks do happen, the most important thing is to get up and play the next play.
In the preseason, that interception you had, I think it was the Panthers game. That was when you were trying to throw the ball out of the end zone, right? So, do you consciously, do you try to avoid throwing it away because of the risk involved?
No, I think that throwing it away, that was the one time that really happened. It's really not that bad. I just didn't get enough on that one. And you really just got to get the ball past the line of scrimmage and get it out of harm's way. And, out of bounds is a good place. You got to get out of pocket for that. If not, you just got to make sure a receiver's near the area.
Different look wide receiver group with you today with Macklin sitting out and Cooper, obviously. What was that like for you?
I mean, those guys are working great. I mean, we definitely have young guys, and I'm building chemistry with them each and every day. It's a little bit different for me because I'm used to throwing to Mac and Riley, but Mo, is out there doing a really good job. Will Murphy stepping in, and we have those young rookies, Jordan Matthews, Huff, Boone, Pratt, doing a really good job out there. I know that their legs are tired because it's camp, but they're doing a great job after practice of doing recovery stuff so they can come out here and push it each and every day.
Is that a nervous moment when Macklin gets up, has a little bit of trouble getting up and limps off? Obviously because he's coming off the knee.
No, I trust him to get up. I trust Mac to get up, and he's a tough guy. And it's one of those things where I'm not, going to worry about him because I know he's going to get up and he's going to fight, because I know Mac and he's out there playing. He's going to give it everything he has. And he's been through a lot the last couple of years. So it's just, one of those things where I try not to think about it when he goes down, because I want him to play each and every play because I love the guy. But, he's doing a good job.
Harder for you when you have so many new faces out there with the first team reps, hard to get your timing down?
Not necessarily harder. I think that it's fun for me because there is situations throughout a season where this could happen. Guys could go down. Guys could be nicked up for games where you're not going to have your number one receiver out there. It could be your number two or your number three. So just to build the chemistry right now in this situation, having those guys go against our one defense, our one DBs, and our one safeties and everybody is huge for me, because I need to develop that chemistry just in case that does happen. And those guys are really doing a great job of making plays and getting in front of the DBs.
At the same time, Jordan Matthews is very good in number two. You're not getting a lot of passes with him. Are you eager to maybe get some timing with him and see more opportunities to throw to him?
He's doing a great job, as you said. He's doing a great job with the number twos. And, we'll see what happens. We'll see if they mix it up. Like I said, guys are going out there hard. They're running a lot, so our receivers will keep mixing it up, and I'll be going with everybody.
When you look at this offense, everybody but right tackle was here under Andy. And they were all Andy Reid guys. And Chip and Pat and everybody kind of made it work with a lot of holdover guys. Why do you think that whole group, I mean, all the skill guys, pretty much other than Sproles, but everybody from last year other than right tackle Lane, why were they able to make it work with all of Andy's guys in a completely different system?
I mean, Coach Reed's a great coach. It was an honor for me to play for him for just 1 year. And he brought in guys that he knew could play the game of football. And you saw the intensity Coach Reed had when he was out here, what he demanded of his team. And if you're a soft player that doesn't have mental toughness, it's hard to play because he wants you to be tough because he knows in the field, you know, when we're playing, adversity is going to happen. And he wanted guys that could fight through that. So when a coaching change happened, we had guys that were here that knew they were going to go through adversity, but we were going to stick together because we did have that core group and we were the Philadelphia Eagles. We weren't individuals, so we just kept working and we bought into the system. It does take time to learn it and put it on the field, but here we are over a year later and we're continuing to grow, and we have a lot of those guys that were here with Coach Reed because of the coach Coach Reed was and is.
When you look at the Bears game coming up, like last year in preseason you were competing for the starting job. Do you kind of look at this more as like trying new things, like experimenting more than just competing, you know what I mean?
Not necessarily experimenting, wanting to excel and get better. Like the little things we talked about, you know, lessening the sacks, getting the ball out quick when I can. A lot of the great quarterbacks do a great job of just taking the short routes early and when they're there, and then attacking them deep later. Or, you know, I really just want to watch the guys that have been before me that have done a great job and see, add that to my game. So it's one of those things I want to improve. I want to improve on what I did last year. You know, the last game I played, we lost versus the Saints, so I want to improve and become a better player.
Well, was that something you couldn't really work on last year in the preseason because you were competing for the starting quarterback job?
No, because I was going out there, I was going to give it my all. When I go out there on the, it's different. In practice, you can experiment, you can try new things during the individual drills, you can work on your footwork, but when you go into a game, you can't start overthinking everything. You really, all your repetitions during practice, you have to go out there and you got to trust your gut and you have to go, because if you start thinking, you're going to get smacked. That's just how it is because the game is fast. And I'm going into this game and I'm going to give it everything I have.
Andy Dalton got paid today. Is it something that you at least monitor as, I mean, as you go through, because you'll be coming up at some point?
No, I don't. Like we were talking about earlier, I'm really happy for Andy. I think he's a great quarterback and, you know, well-deserved. But I don't worry about that. As I said before, doesn't when I'm on the field, that doesn't matter. My job is just to do what I can to help us be a successful football team. So at the end of the day, we'll see what happens.
It's the second $100-plus million or potential $100-plus million quarterback contract in this offseason. Is this a good time to be a 25-year-old quarterback going into, you know, a year when he's eligible for a contract?
Hey, it's just honestly, it's just fun playing this game. It's a blessing to play this game. I'm never worried about that. I always know that you just take care of business today. You take care of business each and every day. The rest will take care of itself, and you'll be taken care of. So, like I said, I'm really happy for Andy, and I'm happy for Colin. Those guys have done a great job, and I just need, as a player, just continue to excel on the field, and that's it.
Do you know Andy? Is he from Texas?
He's a Texas boy. You know, had a great career at TCU. I don't think we've crossed paths yet, but just watching him play and just seeing how he's handled himself, I admire that, so I'm happy for him.
What's your in your first preseason, you were almost like the only quarterback for a while that had all these injuries. Last year, you competed for the starting job. This year, you said you wanted to work on certain things, but what's been the value of the preseason in your career to date, and what do you want it to be going forward?
I think with last season and, you know, coming up on this season, there's a huge time gap. And we go out there and practice here in OTAs and train, and we're out here practicing. But just getting the back on the field and in a game atmosphere, in a stadium, going full speed, getting hit, because we haven't been hit for a while. So usually when you get hit and you haven't been hit for a while, there you get pretty sore. So just feeling that, getting up from a hit, delivering another throw. So just the feel of the game, and I think the preseason is very beneficial to learn about the guys you have, because we have new personnel And we have a lot of young guys that are going to go out there for the first time on an NFL field. And I remember what it was like for me. Your heart's beating a million beats per minute, and you know you can't believe you're out there across the field from these teams that you've known since you were a kid. So there's going to be a lot going on this first preseason game for a lot of our young guys. So it's one of those things where they'll have an opportunity to go out there and calm the nerves a little bit and get a little bit of taste what NFL football is.
At what point did you stop being one of the young guys?
I'm still a young guy. I'm still, you know, 25 years old. But at the same time, you're a quarterback and you're looked at to be a leader and handle yourself in a certain way and handle your business. So I don't know. I think it's just one of those things that just gradually I'm continuing to grow. I'm continuing to grow into it. It helps to have great leadership here. You know, D'Amico spoke before me. He's a great leader. We have a good group of guys. So it helps me to, you know, watch them and then just be a quarterback and handle business.
What's your impressions been of Allen filling in for Lane at right tackle through the first couple weeks of camp?
What was that?
What have your impressions of Allen been filling in for Lane at right tackle?
I think Allen's doing a great job. It's a position that he hasn't played a ton of, so he's getting used to it, but I think he's really doing a great job picking it up. And he's coming out here to work every single day. He stepped in last year at Green Bay at the drop of the hat. He had no idea, and you never can expect those things, and he did a great job that game. And now he's having an opportunity to come out here and practice and get ready to go. So I'm really impressed with what he's doing.
Those joint practices last year against the Patriots, did you find them as a quarterback beneficial going up against a different team?
Yeah, not only going up against a different team, but I always like watching other quarterbacks play. And as you know, the Patriots have a pretty darn good one, you know, a Hall of Fame quarterback in Tom Brady. So it was great for me, being a younger quarterback, to watch one of the greatest to play the game, watch him, how he works, how he audibles, what he's like in the pocket, how he throws. So that's very beneficial for me because I'm still learning. I'm still trying to pick up each and everything every day I can. And then just different competition, different looks on defense. They'll run a different defense than us. They'll have different personnel than us, and it'll be great, once again, for our younger guys and our new personnel to go against a team running our plays, running our stuff, wearing our jerseys. So, yes, very beneficial.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.